Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Though It Is Christmas, Not All Is Joyous.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since there were no more. In Germany, we call the last days of the year the time in between the years. A lot of people don't work in these days, but stay at home, go on vacation, enjoy the good times with good food, friends and family. It is a relaxed and cozy time and not so stressy like the 25th and the 26th of December, when everybody kind of has to visit the family. But now the lights of the Christmas tree still warm our homes, and the Holy Family is still there in the crib with this cute little baby who is our God. It is time to just enjoy the fact that God becomes a human and that we are so happy to get that wonderful gift. At the end, our luck is perfect when it snows outside and we can enjoy the winter wonderland with a cup of tea in front of the stable. Nevertheless, today's gospel shows me that Christmas does not only mean that everything is nice and cozy once you have survived the time with the whole family and all that good food. The Bible makes clear that there are challenges even now as there were challenges for the Holy Family. It was not a situation of peace, joy and happiness after the visit of the Magi. Mary and Joseph could not enjoy their new life with the newborn Jesus, but they had to leave the place in order to save their lives. And so they became refugees like so many other people in the world. They had to leave the stable like other men, women and children who have to leave their homes because they are surrounded by terror and war, because their economic situation does not allow them to earn the money for their daily bread, because climate is changing and it is no longer possible to live a decent life. So the newborn God is among all the people, among all the newborn children who are waiting at the borders of Mexico, Europe, the coastline of North Africa, and all the refugee camps. He is one of all the men and women who don't want anything else but a chance to live. He is the God Emmanuel, who knows and experiences what it does mean to belong to a group of people who are not wanted and who are not welcome. The gospel also shows that this time of the year does not mean that everybody is happy. There are not only Christmas carols, but the screaming, moaning and sighing of all the people who live in great pain. A pain because someone lost a beloved one. A pain because someone is deprived of his or her human rights. Or a pain because someone is lonely. So this feast of the Holy Innocents shows that in the middle of Christmas season, not everything is good. Even though the angel in the field proclaimed great joy, sorrow remains in the world. It does not just appear overnight and God doesn't just let it disappear. Instead, He is the one who takes all this suffering upon himself, who becomes human because there's all this suffering in our world. And because God in his Son Jesus takes all the suffering upon himself, we can, even in the face of all the suffering, sing Christmas carols and join in the rejoicing of the angels and the shepherds in the field. Because suffering and death should not have the last word. With his birth, Jesus invites us to look into the world with alert eyes and to join him in proclaiming his message of peace and life for all. But with him, we cannot only share this message, but also live it, so that fewer and fewer people have to weep and sigh these days, so that fewer and fewer people are stuck at the borders, outcast, and ready for their dignity. Because Christ, the Savior, is here.